Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lamb of God. We would find out that the effect of things
that on the outside of us, praise the Lamb of God, will never be able to conquer the inside of us. By keeping our hands lifted to the Lord, thanking him, hallelujah, for all things according to his power that works in us, and also, praise the Lamb of God, knowing that he is perfecting us. People of God, I tell you, the perfection of God, God completing, praise the Lamb of God, the work, the good work that he has begun in us, hallelujah, should be something that the saints also, praise the Lamb of God, keep their mind on, that God is not finished with you. He's still chiseling away, praise the Lamb of God. He's still adding, yes, he's still completing you, praise the Lamb. Your patience, your faith is still being worked on through the manifold trials and tribulations that come upon our life. God uses those experiences to mold us into a better us. And I thank and praise God for that that I've gone through. I thank him, people of God. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. I give him praise for the experiences because they have made me stronger. And no one, praise the Lamb of God, can deny that. Hallelujah. No one can deny, praise the Lamb of God, that they will make you stronger. They will make you better. And so we give praise to Almighty God today for you, 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 and you. Today is Intercessory Prayer Day. Today is the day we intercede for the saints, praise the Lamb. Those of you that's on here today, I know, praise the God, our intercessors are lining up and coming in to queue with us today. And we thank and praise God for each of you today. Boy, oh boy, it's amazing how the Lord just keep on speaking those words to us. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, like he spoke last night. My God, what a word, what a word, what a word. Let's bless the Lord for a minute. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. That's Alicia Powell, and we thank God for her ministry and her music today. We have a caller. Let's see who this is. Erica 815, your mic is hot.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you? This is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I am blessed, and so full. My cup about to run over.
Well, praise the Lord. What's going on, girl? Help me get happy.
I was trying to get in yesterday to give you, I had a word for you and Bertha yesterday, but the enemy was so busy, he kept dropping my call. Then he wouldn't let the one go through on the dial. Then I couldn't post it on the page, but I told the devil, the longer you make me hold this in my belly, the harder I'm going to shout.
I heard that. My God. My God. Well, come on, give me something. Tell me something.
Prophet. The word of the Lord for you yesterday was that God has spoken to three individuals, specific individuals concerning you. And what he told them was he gave them a specific dollar amount to give to you. Two of them specifically know how much the Lord told them to give you, but they're being hard-headed and disobedient. They're saying, when this comes in, then I will bless Prophet Shakespeare's ministry. But the Lord said he did not tell you, I don't know who it is that I'm speaking to, but the Lord said he did not tell you to bless Prophet Shakespeare's ministry. He said to bless the prophet, and so shall you prosper. So whenever these two particular people release what God has told them to release into your hands, their blessing is being holed up. The third person, he told them to sow a seed into you. So when that person releases that seed into you, their blessings will be released. The Lord said that because you stirred up the atmosphere like a well-seasoned soup yesterday, that the heavens were open and there's a manifestating atmosphere over his people, and God is showering down blessings upon blessings upon blessings upon his people because of your obedience. That's the word of the Lord for you. Now, what the Lord spoke for Bertha yesterday, and I hope Bertha is listening, that God said that because she was willing and obedient to stand in the gap and to take the hits and the blows concerning his people, that the enemy was mad because God has placed a prophetic and a spiritual guard around her where when the enemy hits her, she barely would feel those hits and it was not doing any harm to her. The enemy was mad, and God said that he is going to cause her to become stronger and stronger in the spirit, and every time the enemy hears her name, he will begin to tremble. That's the word of the Lord for you and Bertha.
Oh, my goodness. Well, praise the Lord. I know Bertha is online, and I'm sure she's listening to it, waving her hands in the air, and me likewise. You know, this is in a concert of Praise the Lamb of God last night. One of our ladies came on last night. I can't remember her name, and she was talking about the seed sowing situation during the prophetic hour last night. Then there was the release of God on the word was about praising on what you just spoke, that the heavens are opening to us. Praise the Lamb of God that the rain is coming. But I know that your word is true. I'm not going to even, praise the Lamb of God, take a second guess at it. I know your word is true. I know God has spoken to people, praise the Lamb of God, and told them what to do as it relates to the ministry, as it relates to me. And a lot of people are just, they have it. They can sow it. But they want more to come before they do it.
Yes.
And that's not the way God operates. God asks you to give while the meal barrel looks like it's running out.
Yes.
And then when you back the meal barrel, it's full. That's how God operates in the miracle process of increase. He asks you to give right where you are with right what you have, praise the Lamb of God, so that he can bring increase upon it. That's the way God operates as the woman in Zarephath. That's the way God operates, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He said, you do this, then the Lord will do what he said he's going to do. I have people who give me checks. I have a couple of checks, one for $10,000, been in my Bible for a few years. And
the
God that gave it to me told me this is a faith check. I'm going to make this good. Me and my wife are going to make it good. He could have made it good 30 times over. And
yes,
he ain't gave a dollar towards it. Ain't gave a dollar towards it. I told him, I said, it does not take faith to write on ink, to write on, put ink on paper. That does not take faith. And then, you know, don't put a date on it and say, just hold it. And it's been a few years now, it's just been sticking in my Bible. But you have prospered. Your home has prospered. You have grown. Your church ministry has tripled. Everything. You got two brand new cars, brand new home, everything. But the seed that you was going, that the Lord, you said God told you to do it. You haven't done anything with that seed. So where you are, you think you're in a blessed place, and the blessing is still being held up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because what God really has for him, he's not going to get until his faith comes to the place and say, I got to do what God told me to do. You said God told you to give that check. I ain't asked you for a dime. You said God woke you up and told you to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Writing the check and mailing to me does not take faith.
No, it doesn't.
Putting the money in the bank for it to be cash is faith. That's obedience. Praise the Lamb of God. And I bless you today, and I thank you for the word, because Bertha is definitely an intercessor of intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God. She's a gapper. Even as it relates to me, she's always standing in the gap for me. Praise the Lamb of God. And God has given her that buffer spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, that what the enemy sends at Bertha, it she feels it, but it doesn't affect her like it does other people. She know how to praise her way through. She's a prayer warrior, but she's a praiser. Praise the Lamb of God. She has learned to praise her way through. Praise the Lamb of God. No matter what people say or do, Bertha is going to praise her way through, and we thank and praise God for her. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you have a minute? I know you have to go somewhere. Do you have about 5 minutes you can give us? Sandra?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Do you have another 5 minutes you can give us right quick?
Yes.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Then I want you to lead us in prayer. You can be our first prayer warrior today. Praise the Lamb of God, since you're here in Q praying for the sick and shut in and praying for those. Praise the Lamb of God. Down in Colorado, the Lord had spoke a word about a month ago that he was coming to visit Colorado, and I see they're evacuating towns and everything down there because of the rain and the flooding, and people have already been killed and everything, and the federal government is on the way there. It's a state of the disaster area and all of this. Praise the Lamb of God, that like a foot of a rain just fell in a matter of minutes, and flooding is down there everywhere. So we're praying for the saints there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All over this nation, and for this war that could easily come off, praise the Lamb of God, as a result of the strike on Syria. So we want to pray for that now. Come on, daughter, take us to the throne. I know you have to leave. Hallelujah.
Father God, we come before you just thanking you and praising you for this day, Father God. Lord God, we lift your name up on high today, O God. Father God, we bless you for the works of your hand today, O God. Lord God, we thank you that we're able to step outside of our doors this morning, Father God, and see the beautiful works of your hand, Father God. Lord God, we lift up your people before you today, O God, for you are still yet speaking through the rain, the storms, the thunder, and the lightning today, O God. Father God, we ask you to just open our eyes and our ears so that we can hear what thus saith the Lord God, Father God, in the spirit realm. Father God, thank you for this manifestating atmosphere shift that you're doing upon your people right now, oh God. Lord God, we ask you to have your way in our lives today, to have your way in the earth realm today. Father God, we thank you for the signs, the miracles, and the wonders that are taking place, Father God, not just upon the earth realm, Father God, but upon the waters today, oh God. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for the blessings that are now going forth for your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we praise you for the shift and the realm that you're placing us in, Father God, for the new dimensions, Father God, that you're opening our eyes up to, Father. Father God. Lord God, we thank you and praise you that you're putting us, Father God, in strategic position, Father God. But this is wartime, Father God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for the intercessors, Lord God, that you have placed strategically in position, Father God, to lift up your people before you, Father God. We thank you and praise you right now, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus, Father God, that not only cleanses but heals, delivers, and sets free, oh God. Lord God, we thank you and praise you now, Father God. Father God, we place the sick and shut in before you, Father God. We ask that you will send strategically your angels out to give them charge over your people today, oh God. Father God, that they will go out and minister to those that are sick and shut in the hospitals and in the nursing homes, Father God. Let them have an angelic visitation today, oh God. Lord God, we thank you and praise you for Prophet Shakespeare right now, Father God, for his obedience to your word, Father God. Lord God, we ask you to continue to bless not just him, his household, Father God, and his ministry also, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to plant our feet firmly and strategically upon your path of righteousness, Lord God, not because we've done anything specific or special, Lord God, but because of your great namesake, Father God. Lord God, we call upon your name, El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Rapha today, Lord God. Father God, we call upon Adonai, oh God. We thank you and we praise you right now for the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We ask you to cover our homes, cover our children today, oh God. Father God, we pray for Colorado right now, Lord God, for you are doing something mighty and wonderful, oh God. You're calling forth your people to take a look and to see what thus saith the Lord God, to get yourselves ready, because this is wartime. There's an enemy that we must go out and fight, Lord God. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, for the blood that has given us the strength, oh God, because we stand in positions of power and authority right now, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you right now, Father God, that we're able to take our rightful positions in you, Father God. For we hold up our banner high, Father God, and we claim victory in Jesus' name today, oh God. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you right now, Father God, for those that you have placed in our hearts, Father God. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you've given us yet another chance to get it right before your throne of grace and mercy, God. And we praise you today, Father God, because you're worthy of our praise today, Lord God. Now, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to have your way today, oh God. Father God, you've ordered our steps already this morning, Father God. We ask you, Father God, not only just to give us the heart to do and to be obedient to your word, Father God, but we ask you to continue to bless us, continue to lead us, continue to guide us, Father God, in the ways that you would have us to go, oh God. Lord God, and we ask you to remove us, Father God, from the situation, Father God, and let your name and your blood and your righteousness reign high in our lives today, Father God, that when we go out, Father God, amongst the masses, Lord God, that people will not see us, Lord God, but they will see the Christ in us, Father God, that lives, Father God, that reigns high and supreme in our lives, oh God, that our lives will be a depiction of who you are today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we bless and praise your name, Father God. Now, Lord God, as the prayers go forth today, Father God, you know the needs and the hearts of every home today, oh God. Father God, we ask you to supply greatly every need today, oh God, and we bless and praise your name, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless you, daughter. Bless you today.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes,
because the fine wine you serve to the children of God, Father of the fatherless, come down and rescue us.
bless the hearts of your people. Yes, Father. Yes,
Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. We need you again, praise the Lamb of God. How admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts, my soul longeth even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out to the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God for your prayer today. And thank you for your words of inspiration to Bertha and myself. I am indeed, praise the Lamb of God, drawn in. I speak blessings upon your life. For being bold enough, praise the Lamb of God, to say that God has given you. Thank you so much for that, praise the Lamb of God. And I pray that you would pray, since God has put this in your belly, since God has given you this word, that you would pray, praise the Lamb of God, for the divine release of the people's faith, praise the Lamb of God, to be put into action in all areas of their lives, not just when as it relates to me, but in all areas of their life. I want the people to be blessed. God knows I do. I want people to be blessed. I want them to experience of their blessings. I get so excited when one of my sons or daughters tell me that God is doing something in their life. I've been praying for Maganice for the longest about a job, and looked like she's about to be hired and taken in at the railroad, and we've just been in the back office just rejoicing. There's been so much love back there among the administrators because of her situation, and we just praising God for one another. Valerie's daughter, Verlene, praise the Lamb of God, just was able to get her a car, praise the Lamb, a new car, praise God, that she needed real bad. I just rejoice with the people of God. I love to see the people of God, praise the Lamb of God, receiving the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, the doors open for them, praise the Lamb of God. It just excites my soul to see that. But at the same time, I even love to see when they really walk in obedience according to the word of God, hallelujah, when it comes down to their tithes, their offerings, and things of that nature, when God touched their hearts to sow seeds. There's so many of us we want from God, hallelujah, but our hands are so close to God. Our hands are close. We don't pay our tithes, praise the Lamb of God. We don't give the offerings God has asked us for. We don't do it. And we want God to do everything. We want him to heal. We want him to play hopscotch. We want him to go around the world for us. Watch over our kids, be at our door at night, be upon our bed at night. We want God in every aspect of our life except finances. And when we want him in finances, we want him to make a deposit. That's all. Ooh. Don't take a dollar.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's right. We want him to be, praise the Lamb of God, the ding, ding, ching, ching, God. And that is not the way God does things. Praise the Lamb of God. But I believe that this is a season. One of my friends, praise the Lamb of God, down in Texas, texted me this morning and said, this is a season of surprise blessings, praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
This is a season of surprise finances, that some unexpected money is going to come, praise the Lamb of God, into your hand, prophet. That's what he sent me at today, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm just believing God. I'm not a complainer. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just believing God that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's going to be well. Praise God. I love you. I bless you. Thank you so much for calling in and being here with us. Praise the Lamb of God on this inspirational, praise the Lamb of God, Friday of intercessory prayer. And there are those in queue today. Yes, dear.
I have a prayer request, if you don't mind, right quick.
Sure.
The Lord has, after the last time you were here in Chicago and you spoke into my life and over my life, and I'm beginning now to see the manifestation in the prophetic realm in the part of my life in which you spoke, and I bless and praise God for you. I love you so much. And the Lord has blessed me to where now I'm able to make a little money and to bring some finances into my home. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, helped me to teach my youngest daughter concerning her tithes, because she's working now, and I've been telling her that she needs to pay her tithes. When you get paid, to set the first part of your money aside for the Lord, and she's not understanding exactly what the tithes are, and I've been trying to explain it to her, but I'm feeling more in my spirit that hands-on training would be more better for her. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, bless me in a way so that I can show her what it means to tithe and how you bless the tithes and how you bless the offering. And so the Lord has been faithful. Within the last 2 days, I've been cooking and selling dinners, and I made almost $100. So each time money would come in, I would take that top 10% and set it to the side, and I'm trying to show her what it is and what it means to tithe. And I'm just asking that the Lord will continue to increase and continue to bless the works of my hand. And also, I want you to lift my son up in prayer. He just got out of rehab maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he's standing strong, but I'm sensing in my spirit that he may be but kind of slipping back, because he's starting to drink. He went in for drugs, but he's starting to drink, and he's holding strong to that. And I'm trying to tell him, see, one addiction will lead or compensate for the next one. So you have to be careful when you're doing your recovery program. You have to stay away from those people that you used to hang with that were doing the things that you were doing. And this is such a small town and community, it's not really much for him to do. So just keep us lifted up in prayer.
All right, we're going to do that. Praise the Lamb. I'm sure our intercessors and prayer warriors here are listening. Praise the Lamb of God. And we definitely want to uphold you in prayer as you go. For your daughter, and your son, praise the Lamb of God. Definitely the only way to subdue a habit is to replace it with a better one. You can't get off of cocaine and start drinking, because then that will become your drug of choice. You have to find something that's new and different to replace the time spent doing drugs, the activity that you were doing with whoever you were doing it with. You got to find a clean place, praise the Lamb of God, to get clean. You can't get clean in a mud hole. You have to come out on clean ground. So we're going to be praying for them also. You have a blessed day, sweetheart. Thank you again. Your words have encouraged us, and our heads are lifted up, and we bless you today. Hallelujah. That's Sandra down, praise the Lamb of God, there in the Kankakee area. We thank and praise God for each of you today, callers for calling in, those of you who are listening to our voice via your computer, and you would like to call in to be a part of our live studio today, you can do so at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio. We have some guests, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to be coming on the show in the next weeks that's coming forth, praise the Lamb of God, to discuss some very, very, very top-notch issues with us as it relates to the prophetic. One of them is Pastor Grayson McCoy, who's going to be coming in and discussing the levels, various levels of intercession, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to try to do that on a Friday, if we can schedule her at that time to come on the show and explain some of these various areas of intercession. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's going to be a blessing to our intercessory ministry and to those of you, hallelujah, who are more interested in prayer, hallelujah, and how to pray prevailing prayers, how to get prayers answered. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm rejoicing again through one of our daughters. Lisa, praise the Lamb of God, just came back from her interview and doing all that she had to do for her new job. Praise the Lamb of God that she wanted one job ending, but before it could end, praise the Lamb of God, she's hired in to a better place, praise the Lamb of God, and a place where she wanted to be, where she wanted to work, and she just released it in the office that she got the job. Last night, God said, it's time for the rain. Praise the Lamb of God that the rain has already been released in the earth, people of God. We must hear the word of God today. The rain has been released. Hallelujah. I've been telling you all this the ninth month. praise the Lamb of God, and that somebody's water is going to break. Hallelujah. And last night the Lord said the water has broken from the heavens, and he's raining down blessings on his children. Praise the Lamb of God. So get yourself in order and get yourself in position to receive from God what God has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't let bitterness, don't let hatred, hallelujah, be in your heart against anyone. Y'all better listen to the man of God today. You don't want that in your heart. You don't want that bitterness. And you don't want, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, your hand to be short as it comes down to what God has asked you to do. Put yourself in order, praise the Lamb of God, and you watch God, praise the Lamb of God, open the windows of heaven, hallelujah, and pour out the blessing upon you. It is the latter-day rain. That's what he said. He said, in this rain is a mixture of spiritual authority and power, praise the Lamb of God, and prosperity. That's what the Lord spoke last night. That's what stood out to me more than anything. It's a mixture in the rain, praise the Lamb of God. It's not just for finances. It's not just for blessings on that side. It's for spiritual power and spiritual authority. And not many want to dance in that rain. Hallelujah. Not many is concerned about that rain. But I want some more of some Jesus. That's what I want. Praise the Lamb of God. I want some more spiritual authority. I want to be able to bind the strong man at the words of my mouth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to see the sick healed. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Even the more, praise the Lamb of God. I want visions. I want trances. I want to go into those realms, praise the Lamb of God, of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And have conference with God. I want that, praise the Lamb of God. Awake, asleep, open vision, visions upon my bed. I want that from God. Hallelujah. I want to be able to stand and declare what thus says the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. When I'm old and feeble, I want to still be able to do that in the name of Yeshua. Let me see, we got a caller here. Hallelujah. Erico 630. I'm sure this is Shatwan today.
Yes, it is, Prophet. This is
us. How you doing, granddaughter?
I'm doing good. I called in for prayer.
You called in for prayer today? Praise the Lamb of God. An intercessor calling in for prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What area are we praying about today?
I called in because, as we know, my son is in rehab, and he's been there since January. He's supposed to be coming home at the end of this month, and I got a call two nights ago that he had went out and hadn't returned. And when he did come, he was late. So immediately that worried me because that's not like him. But on his outing, he had been smoking, smoking reefer. And I know that the enemy is attacking because we're down to the end of this, you know, and I know that God is getting ready to do something astronomical with him. And, you know, he don't know how to fight the enemy or, you know, go about that. But I'm just asking for prayer that, you know, that God puts a protection around him and that the Holy Ghost arrests him and that whatever he thinks he wants to do, that he's not able to do anything but call on God. And that was grounds for him to be thrown out. But I thank God for favor because they just gave him 3 weeks of 3 weeks of violation where he can't do anything, go out or use the phone or anything. And I thank God for that favor because he could have been thrown out the program and would have had to go into a juvenile detention center. So I'm just asking for prayer.
Praise the Lamb of God. All right, all right, all right. Praise God. Do we have an intercessor? Is there someone here, praise the Lamb of God, that will stand in the gap and pray today for our sister, praise the Lamb of God, and others, for our young men, for our children, praise the Lamb of God. Please push one on your dial, intercessors. I see you in queue, praise the Lamb of God, but I need you to push one so you can lead us in prayer today, praise the Lamb of God. I do understand the level of praise the Lamb of concern and heartache on a parent as it relates to their children. We all want our children to do well and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, we must understand also, sweetheart, that as God is doing what he is doing, some of that is God allows, praise the Lamb of God,
yes,
things to take place, praise the Lord, so that our young people, just like us, can come to a place of great testimony, of great deliverances, praise the Lamb of God, so they'll be able to say what God has done for them. We cannot live off of our parents' testimony only.
Yes.
We cannot live off their testimonies only. Our parents' testimonies will wear thin with us. My mother talked about how God did this. I went, God did, and God did, and God did, and God did.
Yes.
But it wasn't until I experienced God for myself, praise the Lamb of God, that I came into a place of godliness. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, that I came into the place of godliness. And that level of godliness, praise the Lamb of God, through experience, oh, yeah, praise God, with God, calls me, praise the Lamb of God, to move into a deeper relationship with the Father, that I could know God for myself, praise the Lamb of God, to be in the position that I am in now. But unknowing, praise God, that some of the things that I had got involved in the activities that I was in and what have you, God allowed them to be, praise the Lamb of God, so that he could say, look what I've done for you. So know that, praise the Lamb of God, when you're righteous, it causes your seed to be the seed of the righteous. He is your son, praise the Lamb of God, and there's still enough time for God to deliver him, clean him up, and get him ready to snatch others out the fire. Praise the Lamb of God. We got an intercessor right here. Oh, my God. Look like Prophet Daryl is here with us, too. Sylvia, is that you?
Yes, Prophet, it's me.
My daughter, I know my children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Prophet Daryl.
Yes, sir, Papa.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm full right now. I'm just preparing because I got to preach tonight, so I'm just sitting back, relaxing, and digging in his word.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we will be praying for you, Prophet Daryl. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's dangerous to call into a show like this when you're reading the word and stuff, so it'll trigger that prophetic anointing on you. You do know that, don't you? Praise the Lamb of God. You might have to preach twice if you mess around here on this show. Hallelujah. It's a leap out on the pages, a leap out. Praise the Lamb of God with revelation. Sylvia, Sylvia, Sylvia. How are you, honey?
I am good.
Sylvia, I inboxed your daughter. She has not responded to the prophet.
Uh-oh. Sounds like you need to pull out the
And I inboxed her at the directives of God. The Lord, and she has not responded.
Did you do it this week, Prophet?
I did that the day that I talked to her on the radio.
Oh, okay, because, you know, we were gone all last week, and we didn't have any Wi-Fi, but when I talked to her today, I told her to check her inbox.
Tell her to get on that inbox, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sylvia, I want you to come on and pray. Praise the Lamb of God for our sister and for others, for our children, our sons and our daughters. Praise the Lamb of God that their experiences are God-ordered experiences. Oh, wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Woo! Hallelujah. The Lord told me to tell you, Sylvia, and his spirit is heavy on me. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord said, tell Sylvia that by this time next week, you're going to have more, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know why he's working like this right now, but you're going to have more, praise the Lamb of God, than you ever believed you could have. Hallelujah. I see you literally running. Praise the Lamb of God. Restore us, our God. And really, the rain is on you, girl. Praise them. The rain of God is you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. It's one of my obedient daughters right here. Praise the Lamb. I'm talking about obedient to the word of God, not obedient to the prophet. I believe that she does that, but obedient to the word of God in a way when it comes down to our tithes and offering. You ain't got to worry about Miss Sylvia, baby. They paid. Praise the Lamb of God. And your time of increase from your first fruits of the first of the year, praise the Lamb of God, you have continued to walk in that. Your increase is here. And God is going to show you, praise the Lamb of God, the faith. Yes, Lord, I'm listening. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
God said he's going to bless you. Now, you know I ain't been in your prayer closet with you, but God said he's going to bless you in a way that you can do all that you have said and desired in your heart to do for the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus, thank
There's
you,
some
Jesus.
Things that you have put before him in your
yes.
heart to do for the gathering. And God says, hallelujah, it's going to be in your hand, baby, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. It's released on you now. Hallelujah. The rain is on you of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh, I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. The Lord just broke out like this of God. This ain't shocking. Yeah. Hallelujah to your name. Praise your holiness.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Who is like our God, our King, our Lord, and our Master. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. One, the Lord said he told you that boy going to preach.
Yes, yes.
The Lord said, tell to Swan, I told her that boy going to preach.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I told her, let me do what I'm doing.
Hallelujah.
And I cut that apron string off of him. Hallelujah. Let God have his way. And you just keep walking around with your hands lifted up and singing in like Prophet Daryl. Have your way. You sing that for me right quick, Prophet Daryl. Need to hear it.
Have your way.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, God. Better tell the Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Grandmama and them used to say, I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Lord. That means
yes.
I ain't going to worry about you no more. You ain't getting on my nerve no more. And what you in, I know God knows what it is. Where you going, already there. You, when he get ready to bring you out, whether it's through the court system, the jail system, or whatever else, he going to bring you out, and you're going to be all right, baby. And when grandmama and them used to do that to you, the process was in order. It wasn't before long before he was coming back saying, I know I got to do what the Lord wants me to do. I know the Lord is on my life. I know he spared me. They were shooting at me, mama, and I didn't even get shot. I was the only one that didn't get shot. The Lord will orchestrate it. Hallelujah. But God don't move sometimes in our children's lives, in our family members' lives, because of us. We are standing in the way. We are in the gap the wrong way. We won't let God do what he won't do because we're going to have a heart attack about it. God said, now, if I really do what I want to do with him, you won't be able to take it. Or when you release them in God's hand. I had to do that to two of my sons already. Both of them preachers, too.
He released. He released.
Do what you want to with them. Hallelujah.
Yes,
they got to
wow.
leave the church. Let them leave. Do what you, yes, I've taught them. I trained them. You handle them. Two of them preaching already. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better listen to the prophet today.
Ooh,
Jesus. Woo! Well, prophet there. Lord is here. Yep. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for your presence, Lord. Oh, I love you. I love you. I kiss you, Holy Ghost. I love your presence. Yeah. You're sweet. You're so precious. Bless you for the rain. Thank you for the rain. Bless you for the rain. Thank you. Under the bushata. Now I understand there is a remnant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I love you today.
Bless
your name. I'm trying to wait to see if you get back on our court. Hallelujah. Sylvia, you all right now?
I'm here, prophet. I'm here.
Okay, I know you was going there a minute, praise the Lamb of God, but I wanted to make sure you could pray for us today.
Some
people, children, praise the Lamb of God that they be covered in the blood in this season. Praise the Lamb. Oh, I feel God here today, y'all.
Hallelujah.
But they're sure praying. Now, what you saying, Sylvia?
Yes, Father, I just want to say this, too. You said you wasn't in my prayer closet. I'm telling you, when we was traveling to Charleston to take our cruise, I said in the car to my mom, I said, Mom, I want to go to Chicago. I said, I don't have the money, but if you want to give me something for my birthday, just give me money to go to Chicago. And I have been praying for God. Father, I want to be there. If you provide the money, Father, I'm going. So I praise God because nobody knew that. You didn't know that. So I praise
Hallelujah.
God that He heard and answered my prayer.
Hallelujah.
And thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Well, baby, it's going to be more than you expected. Praise
you.
The Lamb of God. You just watch. Hallelujah. You just watch what God is going to do to you. Hallelujah. No, it's going to be more than enough money to go there. You just watch. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, praise the Lamb of God. Come on, take us to the throne.
Oh, Father, we just thank you today, God. We thank you for being God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for waking me up for another day, God. I thank you, Lord, for taking me away where I could spend time with you, God, where I could hear you, God. Oh, God, I call on you on behalf of your children, God. Oh, God, they were yours before they were ours, God. So, Father, I know that they're in your hands. In your hands, they're taken care of, God. Oh, Father, I come pleading the blood of Jesus, Father, over each child, oh, God, each home, each school, oh, God. Oh, God, each transportation that they take to and there, oh, God. Oh, Father, I curse the enemy, oh, God. Every trick, plan, and plot, oh, God, that's coming against your word for them, oh, God. Your desire for them, oh, God. Oh, God, I bind it up in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, they shall walk in the fullness, God, of what you have for them, God. You knew them before they were in our womb, God. And your word shall come to pass, God. Oh, God, they shall walk with you hand in hand, oh, God. They shall follow hard after you, Lord. I decree it and declare it, God. They are your seed, oh, God. They are the righteousness of Christ, God. Oh, God, because of the blood of Jesus, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Lord, that it's none like you, Father. Thank you, Lord, even for those that are not even born yet, God. Oh, God, we lift them up before you, God. They shall be born, oh, God. They shall be born on time designed by you, God. Oh, God, there shall be no sickness or death that would take them out untimely, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That your hand is upon them, God. From the womb to the earth, oh, God. Your hand is on them, God. Oh, God, I thank you now, God, that their angels are encamped around them, God. Thank you, Lord, right now, Lord. Open their ears, God. Open their hearts, oh, God, that they may hear your voice, God, and know your voice, oh, God. Oh, God, and when you call, oh, God, let them be quick to answer, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you for your seed, God. Thank you, Lord, for the remnant, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you're dressing us up, oh God. Oh God, to use us for your glory, God. Thank you, Lord, that we'll be the examples, oh God, that we'll stand, oh God, when you tell us to stand, oh God. We'll go when you tell us to go, God. Oh God, yes. I thank you, God. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. Give us eyes to see as you see, God, not from our perspective, oh God, but let us see from your view, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We bring them before you, Lord. We bring each and every child before you, Lord. Oh, God, just shower them, oh, God. Keep them, oh, God. Oh, God, we give them to you, Lord. We release them to you today, oh, God, for you are the Father. Thank you, God. You sit high and look low, Father. You know all things, oh, God, and there's nothing too hard for you, God. Oh, Father, so we release. I speak peace in Shatoran, oh, God. I speak peace in my own home, God. I release my child to you, God. Oh, Father, yes. So we know they're in good hands, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you in advance, Father, for what you're going to do with them, God. How you're going to use them, God, for your kingdom, oh, God, to bring others into the kingdom, God. Oh, Father, and we speak it into existence, oh, God. Thy kingdom come, God. Thy will be done,
yes,
Father,
God.
On
Hallelujah.
Earth, Father, as it is in heaven, Father. And we thank you and we give you the glory, God, in
yes.
advance, oh, God. In Jesus' name, we do pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen, God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
My God, my God. Hallelujah to your name.
Glory to your name.
That's your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
we give you praise.
Thank
we give you honor.
Hallelujah.
You glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Under
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Today we praise.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you the truth. Our God is an awesome, awesome God. And he's awesome in all his ways. The Lamb of God, I bless him. Hallelujah, because he knows how to what he does so well, people of God. Hallelujah, as he's processing us, as he's processing our children. And boy, oh boy, it's hard for us sometimes to see our children going through, praise the Lamb of God. But when you recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that the hand of the Lord is on your child, hallelujah, don't think for a minute that their way is going to be easy all the time. Praise God. They must experience God. Hallelujah. They must experience the devil. They must know dark from light.
That's right.
They must know good from evil and right from wrong.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And they must understand what being in bondage is.
That's right.
They must understand what sin is. The worst thing you can ever have is a preacher preaching to you that don't believe he lived in sin.
Yes, yes.
The worst thing you can have is a prophetess prophesying to you, praise the Lamb of God, who hasn't been through nothing.
Yes.
Well, that's why prophets is what we go through so much. Hallelujah.
Say that again, Apostle.
I don't even want Prophet Darryl to start talking about that. Praise the Lamb of all the hell we go through. And I say it again, all the hell we go through. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we go through it sometimes so deep until we can't even hear God for ourselves.
Yes.
Ah!
Yes. Right.
You better open up your mouth and say it slow so they can understand.
We be prophesying to you all, word be flowing so clear out of us, and can get right off this show and start talking to God about our situation and don't get a response.
Yes.
Like the heaven is closed to us. But he make us to walk in faith and not be addicted to our own gift.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He make it so that we won't be addicted and just dependent on our prophetic gift all the time, prophesying to ourselves about everything that's going to happen.
Come on, man.
That's right.
There's some prophets that had to learn this the hard way. Some of them went in casinos thinking they could hear God to play that darn machine, and they in bankruptcy.
Oh, God.
But they want to use their gift to gamble.
Come on, lad.
Hello, my bud. Woo. Hello, my bud. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, God.
Shoot. God said, I'm going to show you something. You think you just going to take this gift and pimp it? It ain't happening. Because God can send a lying spirit to a prophet. Uh-oh, y'all didn't know that, did you?
Okay.
It's right there. It's right there in the book of Jeremiah. He told Jeremiah, I have sent a lying spirit from my throne to them that they can prophesy a lie.
My God.
So just understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. God's got a lot of ways of teaching us. Hallelujah. How to trust in him. My God in heaven. Oh, my. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. If we only knew the process and the way that God works to bring us into the place that we grow to, hallelujah, that we become comfortable and relaxed in God so that, hallelujah, he can use us for his glory and get the best out of us. We're in the best hour of our life right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If some of us really knew just what God is doing in your life and in your children and what have you, you're going to look back, boy, sitting in a room with all your grandchildren and what have you, and say, Lord, thank you for all that you've done for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's an awesome day here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. We got Prophet Darrell Silas here. Hallelujah. Out of Chicago. We have, praise the Lamb of God, Shatwan here out of Chicago. And then we have Sylvia. It's on here. And Sylvia is, I almost said New Jersey, but it's the Carolinas, right, Sylvia?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Praise the Lamb of God. So we thank and praise God for all that's on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's just an awesome, awesome thing to hear brothers and sisters interceding for each other. But who could design something like this but God, that you all would get to know each other without ever touching each other's hand and feel a part of each other's lives so deep. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm Sylvia's pastor, and Sylvia has never touched my hand. She's never touched my hand. Who could do this but God?
Nobody.
Who could do a thing like this but God?
Nobody.
Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. I got members around the country, and they have never seen my face in reality but through Facebook and the radio show. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And have put each other in each other's heart and spirit that we're praying and interceding for each other and keeping each other covered in prayer and teaching each other and growing and grooming, iron sharpening iron. Who would have ever thought that me and Prophet Darrell will hook up the way we have? Praise. And I still have never asked him to be on the show every day. His spirit has just been drawn to me and mine to him. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord. How did Shatwan never dream when she was a little bitty girl that she'll be running around calling me granddaddy? And loving it. And loving it.
Absolutely right.
Nothing but a God can do a thing like this. Praise him. If you're listening via the internet and you want to call in and be a part of our live show, you can do so today. Area code 646-564-9818. The Lord is on the show with us, and we're just rejoicing in God at his words and that he is doing and that he has promised to do in our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. He is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's awesome, awesomely to be praised. We should praise an awesome God in an awesome way. You'll hear praise the Lamb of God and you need prayer. You can push one on your dial and give your prayer request to us, and we will intercede for you. Praise the Lamb of God right here on the show. Hallelujah. All you have to do is push one on your dial and participate with us. That's area code 646-564-9818. Praise God, and be a part of our live studio. Oh, my goodness. Last night, Prophet Darrell, the Lord talked about the rain, man. Praise the Lamb of God. He talked about, hallelujah, that this rain is going to have is going to be two-dimensional. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. It's like one raindrop is going to have the blessing, empowerment, hallelujah, and spiritual blessings in it. And the other raindrop is going to have the blessings of prosperity and increase. And God says, no. Praise God, he has released the rain. Hallelujah. He has released the rain into the earth realm. And I tell you this, so it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, that I just thought about how hard it rained yesterday here. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm looking out the window now. I just looked up in the sky. It looked like it's about to rain again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then down in Colorado, if the rain of God's blessing is as heavy as it is, praise the Lamb of God, in Colorado, it's going to sweep some of us away. Praise the Lamb of God. His blessing is going to take us to another place. Y'all not listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A foot of rain fell in Colorado. It caused a surge of water to move so violently that even right now roads are being washed out, towns are being evacuated, things of this nature, and has even caused death. Praise the Lamb of God. You flip that over and see that as the spiritual move of God, oh, my goodness, it's going to catapult some of us into a different place, hallelujah, a different status of lifestyle and living, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and it's an empowerment, praise to those of us, praise God, that want to go deeper and greater in God, hallelujah. Oh, he talked about that rain last night. It excited my soul, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And let me tell you something, I'm ready to dance in the rain. Hallelujah. I'm ready to go dance in the rain of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And just watch God do what nobody else can do but our God. Hallelujah. And that is bless his children. We've been waiting on a blessing for a long time. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us have been in holding. Some of us have been just waiting. And he spoke about that last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He said, I've watched how you have held on in this dark season, in this hard and trying time, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of us have allowed the storms of darkness to beat upon us, the winds, the contrary winds, to come upon us. We've lost some things. But let me tell you something. It's restoration time. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a season that's coming upon us now, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah, that we're going to rejoice. And again, I say we're going to rejoice. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We're going to live out that word. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. It's going to be an awesome time as we enjoy the very presence of God. Hallelujah. In our lives, praise the Lamb of God. My. I just can't wait. Praise the Lamb of God, because I want to see the children of God, praise the Lamb of God, walking in this supernatural rain. Hallelujah. It's going to be awesome. The prophecies are right there on the page. Praise the Lamb. Our daughter Lisa has done so well to bring them together, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can read them as a whole, praise the Lamb of God, chapter of what God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, we want to keep moving in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I need another intercessor to come on here. Praise the Lamb. Push one on your dial, intercessors. I see. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't think I don't know your phone numbers. Praise the Lamb of God. And come on in here and pray with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. We need really people of God, praise the Lamb of God, to pray for leadership every Friday. We want to pray for our apostles. We want to pray for the prophets. We want to pray for the pastors that's shepherding our people. Praise the Lamb of God. We got somebody coming in queue right now. Praise the Lamb. Area code 985.
Yes, sir. How are you doing? This is Margie, sir.
Hi, Margie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I really am. And when you said pray, I'm just waiting for the orders from you on how you want us to pray.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Bertha, how are you doing today?
Hey, Prophet.
Oh, hey, Bertha. That's my son. Hey, man. How you doing?
What's
Brett?
Going on? Oh, man, I work on break. I just want to jump in this fight with you all, Warren. God is good. I'm thanking God for his awesome power and his fresh anointing he has been blessing me with every morning as I've been seeking his face early. And I'm fired up, and, you know, I'm on a limited time, so I would love to jump in and pray. The Lord has spoken to me about praying for leadership as you were talking about the prophet, you and Prophet Thurl going through. So I knew this was my assignment for today.
Amanda. You get to praying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on here.
Hallelujah. 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 Father, we exalt your name on today, Father, and we thank you for your awesome power. We thank you for your mighty works on this earth, Father God. We thank you for waking us up on today, Father God. We thank you for this divine moment, Father God, as you bring us all together, Father God, to intercede on your people. Right now, God, I come and I ask right now, Father, that you forgive us of anything we've said or done or thought, Father God, that hasn't lined up with your will and your way. Father, I ask right now, God, that you strengthen your people right now, strengthen your leaders, strengthen your intercessors, Father God, strengthen your administrators right now, God, as we go through our trials and tribulations of our life, Father God, for our faith can be built up, Father God, so our patience can be built up, Father, that our trust in you can be built up, Father. I pray right now, God, the shield of protection around each and every leader, Father God, each and every administrator, intercessor, Father God. I pray right now, God, for the body as a whole right now, God, that your blood just cover us, Father God, during the season, Father God, that it covers us, Father God, like the rain is covering us right now, like the open heaven is open, that's right for us right now, God. Thank you for the manifestation, for your word and your promises, Father God. We thank you in advance, Father, what you're going to be doing right now, God. I pray right now, God, for a fresh wind of leadership, Father God. I pray right now, God, that those who walk into leadership, Father God, walk in, Father God, with repentance on their heart, Father God, and a heart to do your will and do your way, Father God, a heart to cry out for your people, a heart, Father God, to do your work, Father God, be about your business, Father God. We thank you for the business that you set upon us, Father God. We thank you for, Father God, the assignments that you have given us, Father God, and I praise your holy name, Father God, for the assignments and for those who say yes, Father God, for the call, Father God, to stand in the gap, to preach your oracles, Father God, to intercede, Father God, to pray, to work out things, Father God. We thank you for your mighty power, Father God. We thank you for the authority you have given us in the kingdom realm, God, to bind up anything that attacks us. We thank you for the authority, Father God, to speak those things,
yes,
Father God,
God,
in our life, as if they were, Father God. We thank you for the authority, Father God, to plead the blood of our children, to plead the blood of our finances, Father God, and restore everything that we have lost, Father God. We claim back everything that the devil has stolen. We just receive, Father God, the prophecy reward, Father God. I pray right now, God, and I ask for forgiveness. God, if I haven't, Father God, given like I was supposed to, Father God. God, forgive me, Father God. Forgive me if I haven't sold, Father God, when you told me to sold, Father God. Forgive me, Father God, if I haven't paid my tithes like I'm supposed to, Father God. And I pray right now, God, for a fresh wind right now, for your people right now, God, to give heartily, Father God. To give, Father God, without a reluctant heart, Father God, but to give, Father. To give, Father God, with a whole heart, Father God, knowing that, God, you said in your word, Father God, that once we give, we will receive pressed down, shaking together, and running over in our cup, Father God. So we thank you for the running, the blessing that's overflow. We thank you for the abundance. We thank you for the increase. Father, we thank you for what you're going to do, Father. I pray right now for Prophet right now, God. I pray for his finances, Father God. I pray right now for Prophet's burial, his finances, Father God. I pray for their homes, Father God. I pray for them, Father God. I pray for right now, God, for their resources, Father God. I pray for their food, Father God. Oh, God, I pray for their vehicles, Father God. I pray right now, God, and declare declare and decree, Father God, new vehicles in their life, Father God. Oh, God, I pray right now, and I declare, Father God, new bank accounts, Father God, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Father God, for what you have to declare and not decree, Father God, new planes, Father God, to travel, Father God, to speak your word across this world, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Put us in right position, Father God. God, to speak your word, Father God. Put us in right positions, Father God. Clean our houses up, Father God. Sweep them clean, Father God. Have your way in our lives, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Do what you need to do with us, Father God, so we can be prepared and ready, Father God, to do your work in this kingdom and in this time, Father God. Oh, God, thank you for the Issachar anointing, Father God, to recognize the sign and the times, Father God. We thank you for the Issachar anointing, Father God. So it's built it up stronger in us, Father God, that we may recognize, Father God. So, God, that we might pray right now, God, for what you want us to pray for, God, that we might stand in the gap for what you want us to stand in the gap for, Father God. And we thank you. We love you. We praise your holy name. Oh, God, we thank you. We love you. We praise your holy name. We exalt you, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing for us, Father God, in this season. We thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We love you on today. Oh, no, 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 we thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah, Father. We thank you.
Release.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, my name, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Son. Thank you, my God, my God.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Margie, I want you to pray for the fellowship. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For those that he prayed for the shepherds. Now I want you to pray for the congregations. I want you to pray for the churches. I want you to pray for the submissiveness. Praise the Lamb of God to the word of God and to the spirit of God. Hallelujah, that we can be led by God. Hallelujah, through our leaders. Praise the Lamb of God by them preaching and delivering what God would have the people to receive. Not for shape shows, not for fashion. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, not as men's pleasers, but pleasing unto God. Come on, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Margie, you there? Oh, I got to open your mic, don't I? Praise the Lamb. I'm sorry, Margie, your mic wasn't open. Forgive me. Praise the Lamb of God. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Come on, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God.
We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you now, humbled and bowed down as we lift up the name of Jesus. For you said that we can do nothing except we come to you through the blood of Jesus. So I plead the blood of Jesus over the sheep, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over those that are supposed to follow after the leadership that you have designed and ordained for this season, for this time. Those leaders that are speaking your word. And as we have lifted them up, now we come to the sheep, Lord God. And we say, let them have a Damascus Road experience where they'll be like Saul and just stop still in their tracks and begin to listen for your still small voice, because you said you're speaking, but we're not listening, we're not obeying, we're trying to manipulate the shepherds and the leaders by withholding those things that we're supposed to give freely, our tithes and our offerings, and it's causing the word to be compromised, and we bind up the spirit of compromise now, we bind up the spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of rebellion and that Jezebel spirit, we bring down that stronghold now that is floating in the churches, oh Lord God. We're asking in the name of Jesus that you begin to give us a submissive heart unto you, oh Lord, and that we look at the shepherd, the apostle, the bishop, and see God in them and pour forth out of them the word that will transform our lives. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're not looking to be tickled in the ears, but we're looking at sheep to be transformed in our lives. Oh, God, and when that word hits our heart, it should cause us to have the fallow ground broken up. So I pray for them, Lord God, and I pray for the sheep. We are a wayward sheep that want to do it our way. We want to have our way, and in the name of Jesus, you said it shall not be. You will cause a wrath to come up in our lives, and I pray now and ask for mercy. God, I pray the mercy of your love and your compassion be upon the earth realm, and that you begin to see that we want to do, but we have not yet surrendered our will to yours. And, oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that the sheep We'll understand that if we have to go through, that we will go through as a good soldier, understanding that you're waiting for us on the end of that trial, the end of that test, and that we don't throw in the towel. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray for you to be the rear guard your word said you would be. You've got our back. The only thing we can do is go forward or bow down on our knees until Jesus lifts us up. Oh, I pray in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. For we are all God's children, but we're acting as if we don't know who you are. Open our eyes, Lord, and give us sight to see that the man and the woman of God that is speaking over us, that is leading and guiding us, must follow you. And if we pray, they can do nothing but seek you for the answers to our prayers. And I pray their strength, I pray our strength to wait. You said wait on God, and you will heal this land. When we humble ourselves and we bow down and we surrender to the will of God, I pray that we surrender in the name of Jesus, that we surrender in the name of Jesus, and we show it by how we now walk as children of God, paying the tithes and blessing the shepherd and the prophet, blessing them because you said to do it like Melchizedek was blessed. Because when we have what we've asked for, it is because we've had a word. Let the children be obedient this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. And I bind that Jezebel spirit, oh, Lord God, that manipulative spirit, oh, God, I forgive our shepherds for raising up those that are trying to compromise. Open their eyes and let them see and let them ask them to sit. Until they're deliverance and a mass, oh God, in our churches. We have to be delivered from our old ways and now transformed into the ways of Jesus. Pray this. I thank you for it because we're going to see transformation in the churches. You said if we pray, if we believe, and then we decree that the hand of God is on the lives of the saints, we shall see a transformation. Oh God, I thank you now. What will be done in our churches and in the lives and in the homes, and our children will be returned unto us when we begin to obey as parents and as leaders in our homes. They have to see us transformed before they can be transformed. You can't do anything with them until the homes line up, and the homes will line up when we treat your house with reverence and we treat your leaders with reverence. And we ask that the men of the homes become the men, the pastors in their homes, and their wives, their helpmates, so that the children can be turned around. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Heal the sick, Lord God. We're sick in spirit, Lord God. Heal the sick in Jesus' name. Let us believe your word, and let us eat your word until we become spiritually strong. We pray this. Believe that it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless you, Margie. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God. Some things are on my heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Imagine you're in queue with me. Praise the Lamb of God. And Bertha, you're in queue with me. Good afternoon to you ladies. Praise the Lamb of God.
Good afternoon.
I am, praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl, I am burdened by some things Prophet Daryl and I talked about not long ago. Praise the Lamb of God on the phone. Matter of fact, it's just a couple of days ago we were talking about. Hallelujah. But let me tell you all something. I really want you all to hear the man of God good today. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I wish I had one of my bells sitting up in front of me, but I don't, so I can say ding, 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 ding. Let me tell you like this, praise God. There are so many good good men and women of God, leaders that have fallen by the wayside. I'm very serious. That are cast away and no one has gone after them. No one has to restore them. No one has spoken to their lives, and Satan has them in a bondage. Some are depressed and have resolved drugs and drinking and other activities of bondage due to wounds and misinterpretation of what is the Lamb of God pastoring and ministering was all about. And it's a hard thing, praise the Lamb of God, when a man or a woman of God has given all that they can give from their own resources and what have you to try to lead people to places that sometimes, Prophet Dale, people don't want to even go.
Come on,
sheep, that's why God refers to us as sheep, because sheep do not have the blessed sense to go to a greener pasture. They will stay in a barren place unless the shepherd takes them. Unless the shepherd takes the places of prosperity, and they don't even know it's a place of prosperity. They just be there. And we have to go to a place of understanding. It's not God's will for these men and women to be introverts, to not want to come out, to be embarrassed and shamed because they had to lock the door on their ministries that they started for the Lord, that Satan, Jezebel, and those type of demonic forces came after them and shut them down. And people lied on them, backstabbed them, manipulated them, and all of this in their ministries. And there are many, many that's hurting. I want to ask my Janice, praise the Lamb of God, if she would, to pray for these ministers. I want her to pray up that in the season of the rain, that the rain be a restoration rain. That it be a rain, praise the Lamb of God, a renewal, hallelujah, of repentance. Yes, God, and a refreshing, hallelujah, to the body of Christ, especially to the head, hallelujah, that it can come out of this sleep, hallelujah, and that these men and women of God will come out of their dark places, yes, God, and be restored. And be given opportunity again to live the word life and the ministry life of the call that's on them. They've been called people of God. I told you all just the other day about Elijah. Elijah, right after he dealt with Jezebel and Ahab, after fire fell, all of this stuff, and he killed all the prophets of Baal, of the grove. He went in a cave and was ready to die. Depression came upon him. Do you know why? Because when he stood against Jezebel, Israel didn't say a word. They didn't support the prophet. Ding dong, somebody. He stood alone against a whole nation of Jezebels. He didn't have no intercessors. He had no support team. Up in a cave saying, Lord, let me die. I want to die. But Jezebel is seeking my life. And I would rather die in this cave than to let her get a hold of me. And there's men and women of God, hallelujah, that's drunk right now. Right now. Depressed because of ministry. My professors, when I went to school at Ashland University, I used to talk to some of them in private and say, why are you pastoring? My God, as well as you can teach and minister. He said, man, I gave up on church a long time ago. Them And them church people are driving you crazy. Said, no, I can't do it. I retired from, no, I'll never pastor again. Hurt by church people. Stop being so insensitive, people of God, to your man and woman of God, like they not human.
That's true, Apostle.
And if they make a mistake, do for them what you want to do for yourself.
Hallelujah.
Cover them in here. Cover them. Talk to them. Pray with them. And stop thinking you got some hot news to go gossip about.
Jesus, have mercy. My Lord.
Then when you get caught in your mess, you running in the pastor's office talking about, I know I shouldn't have did it. And then he's sitting there covering you.
Hallelujah.
Every Sunday our altars are packed with people who are repenting for the same thing they did last weekend.
Yes.
Help us, Lord. Come on, imagination. Talk to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to the name, God. You are worthy, God. You are an awesome God, mighty God. Magnificent, Lord, you are wonderful in all your ways, oh God. You are faithful and true. When we just lift your name up on high, you are sovereign. There is no other God besides you, Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. You take full preeminence of everything. You are the one true and living God, the Holy One, oh God. There is none other like you, oh God. We just tell you thank you, and we just love you on today. We adore you. We magnify you, and we exalt your name, because you are wonderful, God. And we thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for all the things that you've done. We thank you for all the prayers that you've already prayed through the vessels on this line, oh God. We thank you for answered prayers, because you said that when we cry out to you, that you would answer, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, for a spirit of belief and a spirit that trusts you, because you said, God, that if when we pray, believe, and we shall receive. So I thank you, God, for a spirit that believes you, God. We can only do that because you gave us that spirit. We even acknowledge that, God, that the faith that we have, you gave it to us, God. You gave us the spirit to pray. You gave us the spirit to seek you, God. So I thank you, God, for choosing us as the remnant, God, in this season, God. We thank you and we acknowledge you, God. We acknowledge you in all our ways, God, so that you might direct our path, oh God. So we thank you, God, for your power and your anointing and your spirit, God. You are an ever-present help in our time of need, and we just bless your name, oh God. So we just come into repentance, God. I ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, God, for things that we've said and done, God, that did not line up with your word, God, that did not line up with your will for our lives, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, and I stand in the gap for the lost people, God. I stand in the gap for them, God, and I ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, God. Forgive us, God, for walking away, God, from ministries, God. Forgive us, God, for not speaking the word like you told us to. Forgive us, God, for the times that we did not pray when you pulled on our spirits, God. Forgive us, God, that we did not hearken unto your voice, even though you were gracious enough to speak, God. I ask you, Lord God, that you would forgive us, God. We know that we have grieved your spirit in this season, God. So I ask you, Lord, that you would forgive us for that, God. And we ask for complete and total restoration, God. Have mercy on us, oh God, according to your loving kindness, according to the altar told us. God, tender mercy, blot out our transgressions, and deliver us from sin, for we acknowledge them, God, for our sin is ever before thee. Purge us, God, with hyssop, and I know that a purging, God, is a
Wow. I declare and declare it to be so. I declare and declare it to be so that they are rising up now and that they are returning even now, that they're cleaning themselves up even now, that they're rising up. They don't even know what they're doing, but their steps are being ordered by the Lord. They are going to the outreach ministry to help them get cleaned back up. So I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for restoration. I thank you, God, that you heard our prayer. I thank you, God, that we are caught up in the kairos of you. I thank you, God, that you use us, God, as willing vessels, God. I thank you, God, that we can get it all done, God. Because you said that if we ask, we shall receive. You said that when the righteous cry, you answer, God. You said that when your people turn from their wicked ways and pray, then you will heal the land, God. So we thank you, God, because that's what you said, God. Those are not our words, those are your words, God. And we thank you, God, because you are faithful and true. You are faithful. You prove yourself to be ever faithful, God. Oh, we thank you and we bless you, God. We honor you, we magnify you, we exalt you, God. Oh, thank you for your spirit, God, and your anointing, God. Thank you. Holy Ghost, fire, we loose it now. In the name of Jesus, we loose it upon the people. We loose it upon the people who are under the sound of our voice. We loose it, God. That chairs would even begin to get hot, God. We loose the spirit, God. We loose the spirit of our prophecy, God. We loose it now in the name of Jesus. We loose the gift of healing. We lost the gift of interpreting tongues. We lost it, the spirit of evangelism. We lost it now, Holy Boldness, for your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. What a wonderful heart we serve today. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Bless your name, Father. Bertha, you with me here, daughter?
Yes, Prophet. How are you? Hi, Prophet Dale and all the intercessors.
Oh, we are here. Praise the Lamb of God, giving praise to the Lord for all that he is. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Thank you, Father. Bertha, I don't know what you prayed about, but the Lord just told me, tell Bertha I heard her prayer. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is done. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. The Lord is here.
God.
Thank you. Glory to your name.
Yes, the Lord is here because I received a letter yesterday from the lawyers that are handling this case from my previous husband with his entertainment lawsuit. And they were saying that I needed to send in some more documentation. And I had just prayed that prayer last night, Lord, you release this inheritance, and the devil in hell is not going to stop it. So you turn the tables and let them release what is rightfully mine. I just
Hallelujah.
Pray.
Hallelujah. Well, this was, daughter, God said, he heard your prayer. Hallelujah. And it is done, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I give you praise, Father, for your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, Janice, they get ready to work. God, they get ready to go to work, Maggie. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
To get ready to work. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, he's going to advance you there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to get promotions there, girl. Praise the Lord. Bless your name, Holy Ghost. Your Father.
Hallelujah.
Today, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, you're here. And we love and adore you. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, bless your name.
That's
bless
a confirmation to me, Prophet. The Lord just said that to me this morning, that I'm going to be promoted quickly in this place, quicker than what I've ever seen before, quicker than what they've ever seen before.
My God, in heaven, he sure just spoke it. Praise God, hallelujah. He sure just spoke that clear word. Thank you, Father,
thank
today.
You.
Love and adore you today. My God, hallelujah. Bertha, I want you to pray. Praise the Lamb of God right quick. I want you to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, you know what I'm saying right quick, but I'm just saying. I want you to pray, Bertha, for the manifestation of miracles, signs, and wonders in the life of PSM. Hallelujah. In the life of truth, in the life of the members. Oh, God, I really want them to see God in this season like they've never seen God work before. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to pray, praise the Lamb of God, that not only they see him, but that God use them, praise the Lamb of God, as God has spoken in this rain. Hallelujah. The authority and the power of the rain, that as it falls upon us, that we will lose our inhibitions and our fears, hallelujah, to be able to command the blessing in Jesus' name. Come on, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, praise God. Prophet Daryl.
He's off.
Okay. Prophet, you're going to have to undergird me in this prayer, because last night I was under attack, and I have just been laying here just getting energized off of the prayers and the word that Sandra spoke. But I'm going to pray this prayer because I know God is going to heal and deliver.
Hallelujah.
Father,
you just
God, in the name of Jesus,
I'm coming out,
God, and lifting up the prayer request for the miracles, signs, and the wonders, oh God. God, you said in your word that you did great work, but greater work than we do. Father God, we stand on your word, and we pray your word back to you. Father God, you said that in your name, that we will cast out devils, demons will flee. Father God, you said that we will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Father God, you said in your word that the dead will rise, oh God. And right now, God, we ask you to release supernaturally, my God, release it supernaturally into the hands of your people, God. Supernatural healings of miracle, oh God. Release the supernatural gift of faith, oh God. Father God, you said in your word that you give these gifts to those whom you please. God, you have called forth the remnant. God, release the miracle signs and wonders. God, we ask you now
us strengthened. Praise the Lamb of God. Strengthen our minds, strengthen our spirit. Oh, God, to her, Father. Hallelujah. Refuel. Hallelujah. Reinvigorate. Touch. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your virtue. Thank you for your strength. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What a wonderful, wonderful intercessory prayer day this has been thus far. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Imagine these. Get the call-in number and stuff for tonight so we can prepare to announce that for our prayer call tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you for those of you who joined us on Mondays. We have two more Mondays, praise the Lamb of God, that we're going to be hosting and putting together the international conference call, praise the Lamb of God, a prayer, intercessory prayer call. We'll contact bishops and things of that nature to make sure that these calls come off and be in the spirit of excellence. Praise God, and those of you who have received that number, I know many of you in the intercessory prayer ministry of our ministry, we have posted that number in the back office for you so that you can come on and experience, praise the Lamb of God, and participate, praise the Lamb of God, on that intercessory level. Bishop Morton was with us last week and some others, and we just thank and praise God for all of the intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, and people of God that have been there with us, you know. We're just so grateful to God. Praise the Lamb of God for so many that have been bombarding heaven with us as we're praying through these seasons of transition, as we're praying, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for the Lord to send the cloud of his glory. This rain is going to be something, people of God. Y'all better listen to the prophet Good. This rain that God is talking about, hallelujah, I'm telling you, I know what I heard last night concerning this rain and the dual, praise the Lamb of God, activity of the rain, or ability, if you would. Yes, Lord, that the rain is going to bring put your authority and power, signs and wonders and miracles in this rain that God has released, hallelujah, in the spirit realm, and also is going to bring prosperity and increase upon us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I don't care, see, you have to understand, praise God, number one, praise God, that this is, we're in a strategic moment right now. I meant to tell you all this earlier. We're in a strategic moment right now, and a lot of you, praise the Lamb of God, is not aware of this, praise the Lamb of God. It is the Jewish New Year. By the Jewish calendar, it's New Year's.
This yes, evening. It is.
Hallelujah,
yes,
young.
Yes, it is.
They're going to celebrate Yom Kippur when the sun go down today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Jewish New Year. Do you know what the Jewish New Year is? Do you know when it started? Nobody pays attention to these spiritual things. When they were in Egypt, they were in Egypt the night of the Passover. God told them, this will be the beginning of years for you. I'm starting your calendar over. It's new years for you. It's a new day. Hallelujah. So I'm going to say to some of you in the spirit, Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year.
I'm going to see who can grab it. Happy New Year. I'm spiritual Israel. Happy New Year.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to see, can you handle it? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And receive the blessing of newness. The blessing of coming out. The blessing of birthing. The blessing, praise the Lamb of God, of new things being given to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Imagine this. Happy New Year. Praise the Lamb of God.
Happy New Year.
Woo! Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. It's a new day. It's a new time. Praise the Lamb. We got to call him. Erico 818. And that was silence. Area code 818. They just hold on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This has been, praise the Lamb of God, an exciting time. Get ready for this rain, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Praise the Lamb of God. That you can, hallelujah, operate in these two areas. You want to do this. You want the spiritual authority. You want the signs, the wonders, and miracles to activate in your life. Praise the Lamb of God and around you. Praise the Lamb. Now, we've been really pressing and pushing people of God. I don't just do things to do them. I'm thinking all the way back when we were sanctifying our tongues so that we can speak and call those things that's not as though they were. And we went on that fast, the 50-day fast we went on. Praise the Lamb of God. And all these things that we have been going on, praise the Lamb, has pushed us to where we are now. Hallelujah. And, of course, that's going to come, praise the Lamb of God, with a struggle because we have an enemy. We have an adversary, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. And we're going to have some issues and some things. The Christ life is not a crisis-free life. Y'all better listen to me. The Christ life is not a crisis-free life, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're going to fellowship in the prosperity and the power of God, then you must be willing to fellowship in the suffering. Hallelujah. That you might know him. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to get to know Jesus, then you're going to get to know some suffering. If you're going to get to know Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to get to know, praise the Lamb of God, why his heart breaks. You're going to get to know what he loves. And you're going to get to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that the authority that he had came with a price. Hallelujah. And you're going to live with that every day of your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we die daily. We die and suffer daily for the cause of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But it's a joyous death. It's a death with a smile every day. I die a little bit more for Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome day this has been. Manganese, do you have that number for us now?
It is 218-632-0550, and the access code is 626-522-pound. 10 o'clock sharp, Eastern Standard Time.
Hallelujah. Join us in our prayer call. Praise the Lamb of God. Join us, praise the Lamb of God, as we, praise the Lamb of God, enter into prayer, praise the Lamb of God, intercessory prayer tonight, praise the Lamb of God. We want to enter into that together at 10 o'clock p.m. I love you. I bless you. It's been an awesome week. I'm excited about your future. I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Be blessed.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. No one else. For you I surrender think we'll